from the Sky News Centre at 7. The Pogue singer Shane McGowan's been described as one of music's greatest lyricists following his death. The performer passed away with his wife and family by his side at the age of 65. McGowan was best known for the festive song Fairy Tale of New York, which is often considered one of the country's favourite Christmas hits. Back in 2007, he was asked about the secret to living a happy life.
Follow your instinct. The army, this is just my... Do what you bloody want.
Former Chancellor Alistair Darling has died at the age of 70. He'd been receiving treatment for cancer. The veteran Labour politician helped guide the UK through the financial crisis in 2008. He was also a key figure in the campaign against Scottish independence. Jack Straw served as Foreign Secretary alongside him.
He was a wonderful human being, as well as being a very, very effective senior minister. And the fact that he survived the whole 13 years of administrations of Tony Blair and of Gordon Brown tells you a great deal about his capabilities.
A mother's been found guilty, along with her partner, of murdering her 18-month-old son. Alfie Phillips died after a night of beating at his home in Kent in 2020. Matt Hancock's told the COVID inquiry the UK should have gone into lockdown 3 weeks earlier than it did. The former health secretary's claimed fewer than a tenth of the first wave deaths would have been recorded. In sport, they're into the second half of the Europa League early kickoffs for the Premier League teams. Brighton lead AEK Athens 1-0 thanks to a João Pedro penalty. There's no score between West Ham and Bačka Topola in Serbia. And around 700 people have been left stranded on a broken-down Eurostar train for more than 8 hours. A fallen cable left it with no power or working toilets just outside the Channel Tunnel. That's the latest. I'm Anna Bates.
This is Phoenix FM. On 98FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
A very good evening to you. It's 2 minutes past seven on a Thursday night. A big thank you, as always, to Darren for the last hour with 98 Odd Hour. For the next hour, I'm John Chubb, and this is the non-league hour. But tonight, we begin with a musical tribute.
We set sail from the sweet cove of Cork. We were sailing away with a cargo of bricks for the Grand City Hall in New York. 'Twas a wonderful craft, she was rigged for the nap, and oh how the wild wind drove her. She stood several blasts, she had 27 masts, and they called her the Irish Rover.
Million bikes of the best loyal rights. We had 2 million barrels of snow. We had 3 million sides of our blind horses' hides. We had 4 million barrels of bones. We had 5 million hogs, 6 million ducks, 7 million barrels of porter, sir. We had 8 million piles of old nanny ghost tales and a hold of the Irish Rover.
There was old Mickey Coote, who played hard on his flute when the ladies lined up for a set. He was tooted with skill for each sparkling quadrille till the dancers were fluttered and bet. With his smart, witty talk, he was cock of the walk, and he rolled the dames under and over. They all knew at a glance when he took up his stance that he sailed in the Irish Rover.
Damn!
from Jersey to Hull. There was Johnny McGurk, who was scarce of a word, and a man from West May come along. There was Slugger of Tull, who was drunk as a rule, and fighting Bill Tracy from Dover. And your man McCann from the banks of the Bun was the skipper on the Irish Rover. For the sailor, it all weighed a bother in life. It's so lonesome by night and by day that he longs for the shore and the charming young whore who will melt all his troubles away. All the noise and the rout, swilling putteen and stout, for him soon is done and over. Of the love of a maid, he is never afraid, and our song from the Irish Rover. We have sailed 7 years when the measles broke out, and the ship lost its way in the fog. And that whale of a crew was reduced down to two, just myself and the captain's old dog. And the ship struck the rock, oh Lord, what a shock! The boat, it will turn right over. Turned nine times around, and the poor old dog was drowned.
Playing that one, of course, in tribute to Shane McGowan, who we have sadly lost at the age of 65. Lead singer of the Pogues. That was the Pogues and the Dubliners, Irish folk legends, who they teamed up with back in 1986. For that one, the Irish Rover.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
So, welcome into the non-league hour on Phoenix 98 FM. I'm John Chubb, and every week we have a summary of the latest goings on from steps 1 to 6 in non-league football across Essex and East London. What I've been thinking we should be doing more is focusing on some of the women's teams at our local non-league clubs. So we're going to be doing that this evening with some news later of Billericay Town FC women, who had a big FA Women's Cup second round tie last Sunday, and we're going to be hearing all about that. But first off, we focus on the National League, where last Saturday, Southend United were not... they were in action away to Gateshead in the National League. Gateshead currently in the playoff spot and going very well. And despite Kevin Mayer, their manager, once again having to cobble together a squad of players, I think they only had two substitutes on the day due to their ongoing transfer embargo with the club's takeover. Proposed takeover not yet completed. They managed to pick up a 1-1 draw in the northeast. Gateshead took the lead through Stephen Wern in the 14th minute, and 15 minutes from time, Harry Cardwell, who's been so prolific for the Shrimpers this season, scored an equaliser. The final score, Gateshead 1, Southend United 1. So a point on the road for them. Disappointing afternoon for Dagenham and Redbridge, though, who remained inconsistent. From they hosted Rochdale at the Chigwell Construction Stadium, and it was a 2-1 victory for the visitors, who scored either side of half-time through Keon Hayes and Ian Henderson. Frank Vincent netted for the Daggers 9 minutes from time, but it turned out to be a consolation, and... that defeat has left the Daggers in 15th place, one place below Southend United, who have a superior goal difference to the Daggers. And remember, they have that 10-point deduction as well. Looking at the league table, Chesterfield reign supreme, still 9 points clear at the top of the table, and they've got a game in hand on second and third place Bromley and Barnet as well. Sorry, Hull Moors, Gateshead, as I say, Aldershot Town and Altrincham are the other sides currently in the playoff spots. At the other end, Kidderminster Harriers, still bottom of the table, just 3 wins from their 22 matches so far. AFC Vard, Oxford City and Ebbsfleet United are also currently in the relegation places.
98 FM. This is Phoenix 98 FM.
So moving on to the National League South, and Saturday's action saw Aveley make a long trip down to Dorset to take on Weymouth, and finished up a 1-1 draw. Jaden Jones gave the Millers a first half lead. He netted after 24 minutes, but an own goal by Charlie Hughes 5 minutes from time made the final result 1-1, and so the Millers had to make do with a point. Disappointing result for Chelmsford City. Another league defeat for them. They hosted struggling Truro City at Melbourne Park, and the visitors won 2-1. Chelmsford's goal scorer was Charlie Ruff, who netted 17 minutes from time, but Truro replied shortly afterwards to take all 3 points. Just 571 watching that one at Melbourne. Braintree Town had a disappointing afternoon as well. They were away to Slough Town, another struggling side, and they lost by 3-0. So the league table currently looks like this. Yeovil Town remain top on 42 points from 19. They are 6 points clear and a goal game in hand over second place Maidstone United. Aveley, they are now third on 34. Hampton Richmond Borough just behind them in fourth for goal difference. So no, Hampton Richmond have a game in hand on the Millers. Bath City, who faced Chelmsford City on Saturday, actually, they are in fifth. Torquay United in sixth. Braintree Town just still in the playoff spots in spite of that defeat. They're currently in seventh place, only on goal difference. So Chelmsford City down to 10th. Following that loss against Truro, who are fourth and bottom in the relegation zone. The only sides below them are Welling United, Dover Athletic, and Havant and Waterlooville.
I'm John Chubb, inviting you to join me here on Phoenix FM on Saturday afternoons for Phoenix Sport. The top local, national and international sports stories, plus live scores, results, reports, interviews, quiz questions and my sporting anniversaries. And lots of great music too. That's Phoenix Sport, every Saturday from 3 till 6pm here on Phoenix 98 FM.
And our featured non-league match on Saturday on Phoenix Sport came from the Isthmian Premier League, where Billericay Town, who have been in fine form, travelled to East Kent to take on Margate. And going with them was Andy Gardner, and we can hear his report now.
And it's been a jolly boys outing on the road for Billericay Town. They bounced back after 2 away defeats in a row, and it's finished here in Kent. Margate 1, Billericay Town 3. The result really was never in doubt once Bradley Stevenson slotted home for Billericay after 7 minutes. It was provided brilliant through ball from Adam Leathers. Further chances were squandered by Frankie Merrifield, James Blanchfield and Moses Emmanuel before Margate got back into the game just before half-time. A couple of good saves from Dan Wilkes, from Steve Crawley and Lewis Knight before the killer second goal right on half-time, which came from Frankie Merrifield, picking up a great cross on his chest and curling in to make it 2-0. And at second half, Margate didn't really threaten to come back in this game, and apart from Greenhall having a shot saved. Billericay wrapped it up in the 71st minute with a third goal, and it was a replica of the first. Another fantastic through pass from Adam Leathers. He really impressed today. This time it was Alfie Cherudi one-on-one with Seedon, and he slotted his make it 3-0, game over. Margate, to their credit, didn't give in. They did pull a goal back 11 minutes from time when Matt Johnston was penalised for a foul, and Steve Crawley tucked away the penalty. But the result was never really in doubt, and a good win for Billericay after those two away defeats in a row. They've bounced back with three important points on the road. They'll be glad to get back to New Lodge on Tuesday when they take on Carl Sharp. So it's finished here in Kent. Margate 1, Billericay Town 3.
So another fine result on the road for Billericay. Meanwhile, Hornchurch, the league leaders, who are looking increasingly like they're going to run away with the title, claimed all 3 points in their away fixture at struggling Kingstonian. Steve Morrison's men won 3-0 thanks to first half goal from Ollie Muldoon and two after the break from Adi Yusuf. Meanwhile, Canvey Ireland, who are in much better form than they have been at the moment, travel to Hastings United at 1-2-0. Jamie Salmon and Elliot Ronso both scored late in the first half to give the girls all 3 points. Hashtag United, who were just behind them in the league, travelled to Cheshire, and that was a 1-1 draw. Alex Teliola gave the Tags a league 3 minutes after the restart, and Cheshire equalised just after the hour. Meanwhile, at the other end of the table, Concord Rangers managed to play an Isthmian Premier League game for the first time in around a month. And despite their struggles so far this season, quite a decent result for them, all things considered. They drew 1-1 with Horsham, who took the lead on 36 minutes. But 5 minutes later, Dwayne Achampong scored an equaliser for the Beach Boys. Incidentally, back at Concord now, Manu started his career there as a kid before going on to a spell in the professional game, with most notably with Bradford City. He was a member of the Bradford side who knocked Chelsea out of the FA Cup famously about 10 years ago now, I think that was. Billy Knott is back at his boyhood club, and he was in their squad and came on as a second half substitute for Carol Da Costa on Saturday. There were some games during the week, and on Tuesday night, as Andy mentioned, Billericay Town were back in action at New Lodge, facing Carshalton Athletic even, and it was another 3 points as Gary McCann's men won 2-0. Adi Aziz gave them an early lead in the 6th minute, and Bradley Stevenson added a second late on to give them a 2-0 win. And Canvey continued their fine form with a 3-2 win against high-flying Chatham Town. Their scorers were Bradley Satch, who helped himself to a brace, and the other one came from Connor Hubble from the penalty spot. So looking at the league table, Hornchurch, having played 16 to 44 points, that's 11 clear of second place Chatham Town on 33. Billericay in third on 32. They've got a game in hand on Chatham, though. Enfield Town and Wimgate and Finchley make up the playoff spots. Canvey up to seventh after those two excellent victories. They've played 15 and won 25 points. Just behind them, Hashtag, who have played 16 and won 23. At the other end, Concord are bottom of the table on 7 points. They're just one behind Haringey Borough, though, but two wins and one draw from their opening 13 matches pretty much tells its own story. But there have been personnel changes there, I do know that, and Sammy Collins, the manager, has brought in some new faces, so we may well see a change of fortune for them. So now we focus our attention on the ESPN North, where Saturday's fixtures saw Brentwood Town in action at the Brentwood Centre Arena against Wroxham, and they picked up a 2-0 victory, and it was Shad and Gandu who opened the scoring on 16 minutes from the penalty spot, and George Sykes, new signing, he added a second just before half-time. So a 2-0 win for Brentwood. Meanwhile, at the Len Salmon Stadium, El Basico took place. A local derby between Bowes and Pitsy and Basildon United, currently without a manager following the departure of Darren Manning to Grays Athletic last week. They lost 2-1. Bowers took all 3 points. Matt Price and Mali Uluwazebo scoring either side of half-time. Late goal from Ben Allen for Basildon. He scored 4 minutes from time, but that turned out to be a consolation. So Bowers and Pitsy took local bragging rights there. Not a good afternoon for Walthamstow, who travelled to Bury Town and lost 4-0. Heybridge Swifts beat Brightlingsea Region 1-0 thanks to a Ben Sartain goal on 58 minutes. Meanwhile, Malden Tiptree struggled... travelled to struggling... travelled to struggling New Salamis and picked up a 1-1 draw. Louis Remy, the scorer for the Jammers just after the hour. And incidentally, Malden Tiptree had Terrell Egbury sent off in the 55th minute of that game. And Grays Athletic picked up their first league win of the season. Congratulations to them. They were away to the bottom club, Stowe Market Town, and goals from Charlie Stimson and Julian Gibson either side of half-time sealed all 3 points for them. Win 2 for Witham Town, a very good one actually, against Felix Dunwalton United, currently in second place. They won 3-2. Their goal scorers all in the second half were Joshua Asude, Darius Gilley and Frederick King. On to Tuesday night now, and Brentwood Town had another home match, this time against New Salamis, but this time they were held to a 1-1 draw. Shadon Gandu found the net once again in the 13th minute, and New Salamis equalised 5 minutes after half-time. But I think the result of the week goes to Witham Town, who faced Stowe Market Town at Spark Road on Tuesday night and won 8-0. The goal scorers were as follows. Joshua Asude, who scored a first-half brace. Jeffrey Cobbler also got two either side of half-time. Luke Ige also got a couple of their goals. And Robert Dorling and Andrew Sesse were the other Witham Town goal scorers. And that has taken Witham up to 13th place in the league, which is a much more healthy position where they were before. It's amazing what 6 points can do, isn't it? So looking at the league table from first to bottom, Lowestoft Town remain at top. They're on 31 points from 12 games. Felixstowe Walton United, 4 points behind them on 27. Basildon United are in third on 26. Brentwood Town in fourth on 24. Bowes and Pitsy make up the playoff places on 22 points. Just behind them in sixth, Brightlingsea Region, also on 22. And Haybury Swifts in seventh. Both of those have an inferior goal difference to Bowers. Malden Tiptree in 8th place on 21 points. Walthamstow in 9th on 19. Witham Town is up to 13th after those two fine wins on 14 points. Redbridge, they're in 14th on 13. Grays Athletic, still 2nd from bottom, but they got themselves off the mark with their first league win. And the hapless Stowe Market Town, I don't know what's happened to them, actually, because the season before last, they made the playoffs and faced Brentwood Town in the semi-final. Something's gone very wrong there. But they're bottom of the table with no wins from their opening 12 matches and just the 2 points at the moment. Going to have a bit of transfer news from ESPN North after we've had a little musical break. This is the Rolling Stones. It comes from their new album, Hackney Diamonds, and it's called Mess It Up. Well, considering some of those men are now in their 80s, they don't sound too bad, do they? That's the Rolling Stones and Messing It Up. Just coming up to 7:30 on a Thursday night, you're listening to the Non-League Hour on Phoenix 98 FM. I'm John Chubb. And as promised, a few snippets of transfer news from the Isthmian North. There's a new face at Brentwood Town, as I mentioned in the roundup. George Sykes signed. He's joined them from Enfield Town. Darren Manning is busy bringing in new faces at Grays Athletic. Billy Crook, midfielder, is one of his new signings. Avery and Bowers and Pitsy are among his previous clubs. And Manning has also brought in Jack Humphrey and Julian Gibson. Defender Jack Humphrey comes from Brentwood Town. And Julian Gibson, who has also played for Bowers and Pitsy, as well as Brentwood Town, he is a new face there as well. Meanwhile, a new signing for Redbridge, Louis Johnson, has signed for them. He is an attacking midfielder. He has joined them from Southern League Division 1 Central Leaders, Bedford Town. And finally for now, Basildon United, despite not having a manager at the moment, have brought in a new face, a new striker. Brad Warner has joined, formerly with Hornchurch and Bowers and Pitsy, among others. He is a new face at Gardiners Close. So sticking with Step 4 and Waltham Abbey were in action in the Southern League Division 1 Central on Saturday. It was a big game for them as after a fine run of results, they found themselves in third place. They were away to North Lee, who were in second, but at the home side scraped a 1-0 victory, scoring the only goal of the game at 7 minutes from time. So Abbey remain in third behind North Lee. Abbey on 27, North Lee on 30. Leaders, Bedford Town, still unbeaten, by the way. They have 33 points. Cirencester Town and Hertford Town are also in the playoff spots. So, moving on to the Essex Senior Cup, because there were three third round ties this week. And at Len Salmon Stadium on Tuesday night, it finished Bowers and Pitsy 1, Averley 3. There was also a win for Braintree Town, who travelled to Stanway Rovers and won 1-0. And the other tie of the night was Housted Town of the Essex Senior League against Chelmsford City, and the Clarets, the visitors, won that one by a goal to nil. So, on to the Essex Senior League, and a couple of games last Friday night. Ilford 2, White Ensign 2, and Woodford Town 3, Saffron at Walden Town 0. Incidentally, that game between Ilford and White Ensign made history because the visitors had April Smith in temporary charge of the team in the absence of regular boss Aaron Bloxham, and she became the first ever woman to be the manager of an Essex Senior League side, and she picked up a point in the process. On to Saturday, and it finished Buckhurst Hill 0, Sporting Bogey United 1, Coggeshall Town 1, Frenford 4, Great Wakering Rovers 4, Housted Town 2, Little Oakley 1st 1, Athletic Newham 3, Romford 0, Harwich Sports 1, Stanway Nova. Stanway Rovers even nil, Barking 2. Tilbury remained top after beating FC Clacton 4-1, and it finished West Essex 0, Takeley 3. There were two games on Tuesday night as well. Finished FC Clacton 0, Saffron Walden Town 1, and West Essex 0, White Ensign 1. And last night there was one match, Sporting Bogey United beat Harwich Sports by 2-0. So the league table currently looks like this. Tilbury still top by just 2 points. They're on 42. Sporting Bogey United are now second on 40. Woodford Town in third on 38. All three of those have played 19 matches. Romford still going well. They're in fourth on 37 from 21. And West Essex are in fifth. They've played 19 and they are on 32 points. So, finally looking at the Thurlow Nunn Division 1 South. There was one game last Friday night where Maine Baker drew to all with Southend Manor. Saturday saw Barkingside pick up a 2-1 win away to Enfield Borough. A goalless draw in what was billed as the game of the day between Harlow Town and Clapton Community. Hutton enjoyed another fine victory. They beat Parkview by 6-1 at New Lodge. Finished Newbury Forest 0, Hackney Wick 1, and Tower Hamlets 2, Dumbo Town 1. And also on Saturday. Benfleet beat Wembley Rovers 2-0, Brimsdown 3, Basildon Town 0, Cowanswood 4, Bolton Ramblers 4 and Clapton 3, Coddesdon 1 were the other results. One game on Tuesday night finished at Harlow Town 0, St Margaret'sbury 1. And there were a couple of games last night too. It finished Clapton 1, Mate and Baker 2 and Hutton 1, Hoddesdon 1. So Hutton, top of the table, just by 1 point though, 44 points from their 22 games. Clapton Community now in second after being held to a draw at Harlow. They were 43 from 23. Benfleet on 39, Cannonswood on 38, Harlow Town also on 38. But Cannonswood have a better goal difference, so they make up the top five. And just looking at the Essex sides in the Furlough Nun Division 1 North. Saturday saw a great win for Harwich and Parkston away to Haverhill Borough. Harwich won by 5-1. Defeat for Stanway Pegasus, though. They lost 3-1 at Hull Beach United. And Holland drew 0-0 at home to Great Yarmouth Town. So after those results, Holland remained top of the table on 43 points from 21, followed by Framlingham Town on 40, although they've got several games in hand. Stanmore Pegasus in third on 38, Great Yarmouth just behind them on 37, and Harwich and Parkston are on 36 points. Just looking slightly further down, Wivenhoe Town are currently 11th, and they're on 27.
Join Patrick Sherring for Friday's edition of 1-2-3. Conversations with guests from the community and beyond. The Friday teaser quiz, a vintage chart, live music sessions, and so much more. So spend your Friday 1-2-3 with Patrick here on Phoenix FM.
Across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM.
Cause it's really got a hold on me.
Whitesnake, Is This Love? Okay, no, this is not non-league related, but in case you're interested in what's going on in the Europa League tonight, I can tell you in Group A, West Ham United scored a narrow victory away to Serbian side Backa Topola. Tomas Sucek scored the only goal of the game, a minute from time for the Hammers. And it was a 1-0 victory for Brighton and Hove Albion as well, away to AEK Athens in Group B. Juan Pedro scoring the only goal of the match from the penalty spot after 55 minutes. But back to the non-league scene, and I have been thinking it's about time we featured the local non-league clubs' women's sides a bit more. One club who are particularly proactive with promoting the women's game are Billericay Town, and they had a big tie in the second round of the FA Women's Cup last Sunday as they hosted Dulwich Hamlet women at New Lodge. And Andy Gardner, after he got back from his Jolly Boys outing to Margate on Saturday, was down at New Lodge watching that one for us.
Billericay Town women are through to the third round of the Adobe Women's FA Cup, but it was a real struggle, a really hard fought match against Dulwich Hamlet at a very cold New Lodge. Hamlet two leagues below Billericay, but they had already knocked out the London Bees from this competition. The Bees in the same league as Billericay, of course. Billericay had trouble getting going in this game, and the visitors roared on by 200 travelling fans with their horns and cowbells and kazoos. They went in front. So first of all, 19 minutes, Lily Price hit the woodwork. And then Dulwich were awarded a penalty after 35 minutes for handball, actually given by the linesman on the far side. And Britt Saylor stepped up to send the keeper the wrong way. So Dulwich were one up at half-time, deservedly so, and a shock was on the cards. But second half, Billericay made a tactical switch and it paid dividends because just a couple of minutes later, Soraya Walsh picked up the loose ball and fired into the bottom corner. That was 1-1, and they did grow much further into the game as the half wore on. Dulwich tired a little, didn't look like the threat they were in the first half. But we did look like we were going to head to extra time. But then we was in the third of five added minutes when Maddie Biggs played a 1-2 with Walsh. Walsh, the provider this time, setting up Maddie Biggs, and she drove low off via the goalkeeper's legs for the dramatic late winner. So Billericay Town women certainly knew they'd come through, been in a match here, a tough one for them. But they have squeezed through 2-1 against Dulwich Hamlet women and will be in the third round on December the 10th.
Great stuff. Well done to Billericay Town women. And incidentally, in their third round tie, which will be played on Sunday the 10th of December, they have an away tie against London Lionesses. But they're back in league action this Sunday. Another big game for them at New Lodge as they face Ipswich Town women in the FA Women's National League Southern Premier Division. Ipswich women, the Tractor Girls, they are currently in third place, enjoying a fine season. A couple of places above them, Hashtag United, currently unbeaten. No, they've lost one, actually. They've won their other nine, so they're not quite unbeaten. But top of the table, 3 points clear of Portsmouth women, who are currently in second. Billy Ricky's league form has not been great of late. They are currently in eighth place, just two wins from their opening nine matches. But no doubt that FA Women's Cup win would have given them a huge boost. So we wish them all the best on Sunday. Get it back to the men's game, though, and looking ahead to the weekend's fixtures, or other fixtures for the week ahead. In the National League, Dagenham and Redbridge will out a game on Saturday. Southend United host Wealdstone at Roots Hall. The Daggers in action on Tuesday night, though. Quite a tough task for them. They go across to North London to face third-placed Barnet. Meanwhile, in the National League South on Saturday, Aveley host Farnborough at Parkside. Chelmsford City travel to Bath City, who are currently in fifth place. Braintree Town have a home match against Weymouth at Cressing Road. Aveley back in action on Monday night when they're at home to Welling United. And Tuesday night sees a match for Braintree Town. They travel to Hampton and Richmond Borough, who are currently in fourth place. Looking at the Isthmian Premier League, meanwhile, on Saturday, Billericay Town, currently third, as I mentioned earlier, they are away at Wingate and Finchley, who are currently in fifth spot. And Hornchurch, the leaders, they host Whitehawk at Bridge Avenue. There is an all-Essex affair at the Len Salmon Stadium with Hashtag United taking on Canvey Island. And bottom club Concord Rangers host Lewis at the Aspect Arena. And they're back at the Aspect Arena on Tuesday night, Concord, when they host the leaders, Hornchurch. Canvey Island have a trip to Horsham on the same night. Meanwhile, in the Isthmian North, looking at this weekend's action, there's one game on Friday night with Grays Athletic hosting Witham Town. Saturday sees Basildon United host the bottom club Stowmarket. Brightling Sea Region versus Brentwood Town. Redbridge take on Ipswich Wanderers, who arguably have been the most improved side in the league since the season began. Walthamstow at home to Bowes and Pitsey, whilst Heybridge Swifts travel to Wroxham. And there's one game on Tuesday night as well, as it's Walthamstow's turn to host the bottom club Stowmarket Town. In the Southern League Division 1 Central, meanwhile, Waltham Abbey are back in action on Saturday. They have a home match against Barton Rovers on Cappershot. There is one more Essex Senior Cup third round tie still to be played. This will be on Tuesday night at Roots Hall, where a Southend United side will be taking on Redbridge. And I believe the draw for the fourth round of the competition takes place tomorrow evening. Essex Senior League, meanwhile, not all sides in action this weekend because it's the FA Vars. I'll come on to that shortly. But Friday night sees Buckhurst Hill take on West Essex and Woodford Town face Fremford. And on Saturday, it's Little Oakley versus Housted Town. Sporting Bangor United take on Ilford. Stanway Rovers face FC Clacton and Takeley take on Saffron Walden Town. Then some games during the week as well. Tuesday night sees Coggeshall Town take on Housted. Halbridge Sports face FC Clacton, and it's Saffron Walden Town versus Stanway Rovers. Then on Wednesday, it's Athletic Newham versus Takeley and Woodford Town versus Barking. Meanwhile, in the Thurlow Nun First Division South, on Saturday, Benfleet against Man Baker, Brimstown face Barkingside, Burnham Ramblers face Wormley Rovers, High-Flying Clapton Community face Parkview, Dunmo Town against St Margaretsbury, Hackney Wick versus Clapton, Tower Hamlets travel to Hoddesdon, Hutton currently leaders face Enfield Borough, it's North West London against Cannonswood, and Southend Manor play at Newbury Forest. And a couple of midweek games. Tuesday night, St Margaretsbury versus Brimstown, and then Wednesday, Parkview versus North London. Meanwhile, in the North, Harwich and Parkstone face Framlingham Town on Saturday. Leaders Holland are at FC Parson Drove. And Wivenhoe Town travel to Needham Market under 23s. One game on Tuesday, Harwich and Parkstone are away to Leyston under 23s. And Wednesday night, Holland face Stampway Pegasus.
Spend some of your Saturday afternoon with Spencer Carter and the Weekend Wind-Up. Great pop music, forgotten classics, and some laughs along the way. Every Saturday from midday, only on Phoenix FM. You can keep it.
This is Phoenix 98 FM.
98 FM. It's all the same.
Classic bit of early 80s soul there. The Whispers, It's a Love Thing. That's me almost done. Just letting you know what's happening on Phoenix FM tonight. Gareth's here shortly with Bumper to Bumper. And he's going to be chatting to James McGregor from Irish band The Clockworks this evening. And Madeline Christie's here with the night shift. 2 hours of country music between 10 and midnight. So the last thing I'm going to mention is this weekend's FA Vars third round. A number of local clubs still involved. We've got Stanway Pegasus travelling to London Lions. Tilbury Essex Senior League leaders, they face Saffron Walden Town. Great Wakering Rovers are at Fakenham. Romford have a home tie against Mildon Hall Town. White Ensign have a trip to Norfolk to face Walsham Le Willows. And also in action, Athletic Newham, they have a home tie against Erith Town. Best of luck to all of them. And that's just about it from me. I should be back on Saturday afternoon, Phoenix Sport, 3 hours of live sports updates and plenty of good music in between. I hope you can join me for that. If not, I should be back, all being well, next Thursday evening with another edition of the Non-League Hour. Gareth is here next, as I say, with Bumper to Bumper. I'm going to sign off next with Doves and Catch the Sun. Bye for now.
Every day comes to this, catch the things you might have missed, you say, get back to yesterday.
Across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.
Yeah.
on the hour across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.